The Art of Giving a Presentation, written and read by Joanna Cross. The irony is that most people dread the idea of presenting themselves in public. But if you think about it, this is something we do every day. How we look, sound and act is being viewed by other people as soon as we step out of our front doors and into the outside world. In some ways, this should take the fear out of presenting, particularly because the number one rule in my book of tips is to be yourself. This is important whatever the situation you find yourself in. Whether you're speaking to one person, a small group, or an auditorium, you need to have thought through your message. This way, you'll be more natural and effective. In my experience, many people spend more time dreading doing a presentation than preparing. And we can sabotage our efforts by allowing our lack of confidence and fears get the better of us. Manage the message rather than let the message manage you is a useful mantra when you're called upon to stand up and present in front of others. And this is about managing your internal messages as well as external. Self-confidence and good planning will help you to be at your most authentic and your best on the day. When you might be called upon to give a presentation. A presentation isn't just standing up in front of a large audience. It can be talking to members of your team, your boss, or your local networking group. Invariably, you're not just presenting yourself, but you're the messenger for a subject, project, or idea. In a business context, you could be called on to give a sales pitch, a team briefing, a general training session, or a campaign to persuade people to sign up or donate money. Whatever the situation.